Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Newsom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Newsom. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. And now, play ball. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci strikes out. The ball gets by Farrell. He chases the ball to the backstop. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesci. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Pesci steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Pesci moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesci scores. Lupien moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. P. Peacock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Johnny Nageeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nageeling takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Farrell moves to third. Nageeling moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbine. Pesky moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Mace Brown now pitching. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out. McQuinn scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 5-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobs. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nagyling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nagyling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Lupien moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Paul Campbell pinch hits for Mace Brown. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Ryba now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nagyling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nick Ealing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Nagyeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyeling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nagyeling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Mike Riba. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-4 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.